Have a blessing, everyone. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. I hope and pray everyone can see the presentation, dear ones. Okay, praise God. On this blessed Sabbath, this is our lesson 443. It's chapter 87. Entitled, To My Father and Your Father, on this Sabbath, September 13, 2025. We are going to ask our dear brother to bless us once more with the tiny talk. Theme to our study is entitled, Peace, Perfect Peace, Hymn 463.
Peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed, to do the will of Jesus, this is rest. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away, in Jesus' keeping we are safe, and they. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know and He is on the throne. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask the precious little one to open with prayer on their section. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. We worship the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days start our labor and do all thy work. On the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord, we worship the people that's in the Sabbath, and the people that's not in the Sabbath, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, little one. It is story time for our precious tiny tots. Let's have a listening ear for our dear brother. Will share with us the last part about chapter 27, entitled, Go Tell My Disciple.
All right. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 15, 16, and 17. And verse 14 says, And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. She was surprised. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. What a message to carry. She thought that if this rich man's tomb was considered too honorable a place for her Lord, she herself would provide a place for him. Remember, Lazarus had been raised to life. That tomb was empty. But now the voice of Jesus Christ himself fell upon her ears. He said, Mary. Her tears were quickly brushed away, and she beheld the Savior, forgetting in her joy that he had been crucified. She stretched forth her hands to him, saying, Rabboni, Master. Jesus then said, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and to your Father, to my God, and to your God. John 20, verse 15 to 17. Jesus refused to receive the homage of his people until he should know that his sacrifice had been accepted by the Father. He ascended to the heavenly courts, and from God himself heard the assurance that his atonement for the sins of men had been ample, and through his blood all might gain eternal life. All power in heaven and earth was given to the Prince of Life, and he returned to his followers in the world of sin, that he might impart to them his power and glory. That must have been kind of hard, you know. Here he was back in heaven, where everybody loved and adored him. But he came back to comfort his disciples. And this is taken from The Story of Jesus by Ellen White, page 160. Thank you for listening.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we'll be reviewing our third part and last part of our lesson entitled Go Tell My Disciple in our tiny thought lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place, dear one, on September the 20th, 2025. It is time for tiny thoughts and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We're still in our topic, Moments of the Bible. So let's have a listening ears, little one, and dear brethren, for our dear brother Josh will share.
That blessings everyone. Here is today's lesson from Mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson and our topic, Mammals of the Bible, are taken from FBL Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 8, Jesus Heals. Matthew chapter 9, verse 22 says, But Jesus turned him about when he saw her. He said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Mark chapter 5, verses 30 to 34 reads, And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the presence and said, Who touched my clothes? His disciples said to him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? He looked around, about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, feared and trembling, knowing that what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. He said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And here we'll be looking through lesson 3 of our lessons about the bat, a bat's head and wings. And the memory verse for today is 2 Corinthians 7:1. Reads, Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And the character quality of the story, as we remember, is hopefulness versus desperation or hopelessness. Hopefulness is a desire of some good accompanied with expectation of obtaining it or belief that it is obtainable. Hope always gives pleasure or joy, whereas wish or desire may produce or be accompanied with pain and anxiety. Nature, a bat's head and wings. The faces and heads of bats vary greatly, as you have probably noticed in pictures. Some bats have a head shaped like a dog or bear. One has a flat face, while others have folds of skin called noses on their snouts. The bat's good sense of smell helps them find food and a place to roost. Almost all bats have small, sharp teeth to chew their food into a soup. Bats need to digest their food quickly. Why? Because this quick digestion helps eliminate extra weight while flying. Remember, a bat's wings are really hands. Like birds, they have lightweight bones and small bodies. Bats have claw-like thumbs that help them move across rough surfaces like walls and tree bark. The bat's hands have very thin, tough skin stretched over them. Have you ever seen a surgical glove? That would help you understand the thickness of the skin between the bat's fingers. The length of a bat's wings depends on the kind of bat. Some bats can hover in one spot with their short, broad wings. Others have longer, narrower wings. The ability of the bat to fly can remind us how Jairus that have liked to have Jesus move more quickly or like fly to the bedside of his daughter. Man's ways would have been in to have gone quickly and not wait upon the Holy Spirit to work. When the messenger came and said that she was dead, Jesus said that there was hope. Their claws serve as both as toothbrushes. Keeping clean is a very important part of a bat's life. They clean themselves when they wake up, before they eat, after they eat, before they go to sleep, whenever they have time. A bat's life can depend on how clean they keep their wings. It can remind us how our spiritual life depends on keeping our souls clean. Like our men. Having therefore these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:10. How often do bats clean their teeth? Well, we learned that lesson already. And here in this picture, we have a Hawaiian hawk and Hawaiian hoary bat. Notice the wings and legs of the bat. So what are the bats' its wings, and why do bats chew their food very fine? You can find the answers in the past parts of our reading. Continuing, a bat's legs are weak. The special tendons in their legs make it possible for them to hang upside down when they roost. They can live in places up high where enemies cannot get to them. The long curved claws on their feet help them roost, climb, and groom themselves. They lift their wings clean and also use their thumbs to clean their faces. Hanging upside down is like doing something the opposite way it should be done. The Holy Spirit was weaning Jesus along slowly so that the woman that hoped to be healed might reach him. Most people have moved quickly and not waited upon the Holy Spirit to work. Being upright is always a blessing. Here remind things you can do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores and money be a lesson. Two, when you do your chores happily or without complaint, others notice that you are telling them a story like the woman shared without even speaking. Here and reinforce activities you can do to help you remember today's lesson. One, look for bats, use our guidebook to identify them. Two, try standing on your hands or head with your feet against some support. It is nice that God made us to rest lying down and upright to make a peaceful walk or sit in a favorite spot rather than upside down like the bats. Three, when you pull the covers over you at night, think of how some bats cover their bodies with their wings when they go to sleep. When you 4, when you brush your teeth, remember what a bat uses to brush theirs. When you bathe or wash your face and hands, remember the lesson the bat teaches us by its cleanliness. 5, for individual activities, stories, and poems, use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories, and Poems for this quarter. 6, say a memory verse. Remarkable pair of food. Being upright is a blessing. Those who work for Christ are to be upright and trustworthy, firm as a rock to principle, and at the same time kind and courteous. Courtesy is one of the graces of the Spirit. To deal with human minds is the greatest work ever given to man. He who would find access to hearts must heed the injunction. Be pitiful, be courteous. Love will do that which argument will fail to accomplish. But a moment's petulance, a single gruff answer, a lack of Christian politeness and courtesy in some small matter results in the loss of both friends and influence. Gospel Workers, page 121. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little one. We'll continue with scenery from my captures of God's creatures at the Prospect Zoo. The first photo are from 11 eastern box turtles and a mallard duck sighting, which is on our left. And our right is a snake neck turtle. Continuing, I took a photo of 2 emus in this pen. They're Australian emus. They're the only ones of their kind left since 6 others of its kind went extinct. We will end my experience at the animal zoo with a Mexican iguana on our left and 2 toucan birds on our right. Now I'll turn the mic back to Mom now. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, dear brother. I remember, little ones. These perfect feet in this dark world of sin, the blood of Jesus whisper peace within. These perfect peace, a future all unknown. Jesus, we know and he is on the road. Amen. Welcome to all the precious family that have came in and those that are coming in, those listening later on the recording. Our opening hymn, it's a new hymn for all the little ones and the parents to learn. It is entitled Nearer, Still Nearer, and you can find it in the hymn book in number 659. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear one, you can unmute your mic to do so.
Nearer, still nearer, close to thy heart, draw me, my Savior, so precious thou art. Hold me, oh, hold me close to thy breast, shelter me safe in
friends. Shelter me safe in thy haven of rest.
Nearer, still nearer, nothing I bring, not as an offering to Jesus my King. Only my sinful, now contrite heart, grant me the cleansing thy blood doth impart. Grant me the blessing thy blood doth impart.
Nearer, still nearer, Lord, to be thine. Sin with his folly, thy glad me resign. All of its pleasures, triumph and give me but Jesus, my Lord, crucified. Give me but Jesus, my Lord, crucified.
Go ahead,
dear brother.
Okay, thank you. Nearer, still nearer, while life shall last, till safe in glory my anchor is cast. Through endless ages, ever to be, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee, nearer my Savior, still nearer to thee.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brethren. We are going to ask the elder sibling, Mami Sodari, so even one of our guests, to open our family meeting with prayer. May you mute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Father, blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Please protect the way that we're going to be learning. Please protect everybody that I know. Please protect the people who are here and the people who are not here, the people who could make it and people who couldn't make it. Protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little one. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 17, verse 4, from the King James Version. And it reads, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. This Sabbath, mommies and daddies, boys and girls, and our guests, we will be beginning a new chapter of a lesson entitled, To My Father and Your Father, of our study book, The Desire of Ages. We are going to be covering pages 829 through 830. Who would like to take the first verse, dear one? May you unmute your mic.
Matthew 24, verse 3, King James Version. As he sat up upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us when these things these things be? And what shall the sign of thy world and the coming and of the end of the world? Mark 14:32 gave this version. And they came to a place which was named
Gethsemane.
And he saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray.
Luke 19:37. And when he was come nigh, even now, at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen. And I'll bubble down to share the other three with someone.
Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
Isaiah 53. Go ahead, dear sister.
No, good brother Joel, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Isaiah 53:4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted.
Matthew 28:20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, always, always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to be touching different areas because this is the time when Jesus will walk them to the place where he will be ascended. And during the walk, they got to experience everything that the Lord had went through with them during the time and period he was with them. So this is just a collective of all the memories that was being seen and felt as the Savior was walking with them towards the area where they will see him going up to heaven. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? We are on the Desire of Ages,
page 829. Desire of Ages, page 829. The time had come for Christ to ascend to his Father's throne. As a divine conqueror, he was about to return with the trophies of victory to the heavenly courts. Before his death, he had declared to his Father, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. John 17:4. After his resurrection, he tarried on earth for a season. Next slide, please. That his disciples might become familiar with him in his risen and glorified body. Now he was ready for the leave taken. He had authenticated the fact that he was a living Savior. His disciples needed no longer associate him with the tomb. They could think of him as glorified before the heavenly universe. The Desire of Ages, page 829, paragraph 1. Amen.
As the place of his ascension, Jesus chose the spot so often hallowed by his presence while he dwelt among men. Not Mount Zion, the place of David's city, not Mount Moriah, the temple site, was to be thus honored. There Christ had been mocked and rejected. There, the waves of mercy, still returning in a stronger tide of love, had been beaten back and hearts as hard as rock. Next slide, please.
Continuing, its steeps had echoed the triumphant shouts of the multitude that proclaimed him king. On its sloping descent, he had found a home with Lazarus at Bethany. In the Garden of Gethsemane, at its foot, he had prayed and agonized alone. From this mountain, he was to ascend to heaven. Next slide, please. Now bubble down.
Continuing, the Holy Shekinah, in departing from the first temple, had stood upon the eastern mountain as if loathed to forsake the chosen city. So Christ stood upon Olivet with yearning heart overlooking Jerusalem. The groves and glens of the mountain had been consecrated by his prayers and his tears. Next slide.
Continuing, upon its summit, his feet will rest when he shall come again, not as a man of sorrows, but as a glorious and triumphant king. He will stand upon Olivet, while Hebrew hallelujahs mingle with Gentile hosannas, and the voices of the redeemed as a mighty host shall swell the acclamation, crown him Lord of all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn our first song together, dear ones. It's a wonderful hymnal entitled All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Taken from the hymnal number 229, it will be shared by Brother Josh.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crowned Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crowned him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe on this terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder angel throng we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I heard a little beautiful voice in the background. Would you like to take one of them before we change our slide, dear sister? Okay, we are going to continue. Thank you so much, dear brethren. We are still in the Desire Ages, page 830. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you mute your mic.
Now with the 11 disciples, Jesus made his way toward the mountain. As they passed through the gate of Jerusalem, many wondering eyes looked upon the little company led by one who a few weeks before the rulers had condemned and crucified. The disciples knew not that this was to be their last interview with their maker. Next slide, please.
Continuing, Jesus spent this time in conversation with them, repeating his former instruction. As they approached Gethsemane, he paused that they might call to mind the lessons he had given them on the night of his great agony. Again he looked upon the vine by which he had then represented the union of the church with himself and his Father. Again he repeated the truths he had then unfolded. All around him were reminders of his unrequited love. Even the disciples who were so dear to his heart had, in the hour of his humiliation, reproached and forsaken him. Desire of Ages, 380, paragraph 1.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. Let's learn another beautiful scripture song together. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verses 20 and 21, with margin, taken from the Sunlight Sound Studio Scripture Singer Song in the section Character Building of the Memory Verse CD.
Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. Proverbs 19, 20 and 21.
Amen. Who would like to read the last paragraph of our lesson, dear ones? We are still in the Desire Ages, page 830. Who would like to take the paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mind.
Okay. Go ahead, Grandpa.
No, you first. I'll wait.
Thank you, Grandpa.
You're welcome.
The Desire of Ages, page 830. Christ has sojourned in the world for 30 years. He had endured its scorn, insult, and mockery. He had been rejected and crucified. Now, when about to ascend to his throne of glory, as he reviews the ingratitude of the people he came to save, will he not withdraw from them his sympathy and love? Will not his affections be centered upon that realm where he is appreciated and where sinless angels wait to do his bidding? No. His promise to those loved ones whom he leaves on earth is, I am always with you even until the end of the world. Matthew 28:20. The Desire of Ages, page 830, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. So let us learn our last scripture song together, dear one. But this one is in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, with margin. This was taken from the Sunlight Education Ministry, from the area of Faith to Live By, Memory Verse Song, Year 3, Quarter 3, with Voices, number 2. Amen. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, we are going to save the questions when we get together for the review. If you have any other question besides these on our last part of all of the chapters that we have reviewed, and even this first one of our new chapter, and if they need any kind of research, dear ones, you can be able to send it before Sabbath. We will be reviewing our first part of our chapter entitled To My Father and Your Father. And if you would like to be able to share any other questions besides these of our new chapter and the others, you can send them beforehand. Thursday is the last day that we can be able to do so. Otherwise, you can hold it till we meet again. If any one of the little one, mummies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our section with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Thank you, dear Lord, for this blessed Sabbath day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us safely throughout this week. And dear Lord, in a special thanks for the miracles performed this week, Father Jesus, in guarding and protecting our loved ones, Father. We're so gracious and so thankful for your mercy in all the miracles that you have performed in our lives. Be with each and every one of us here today. Help us, Father, to get all the rays of light that you will provide for us today. Be with the little ones, Father Jesus. Be with their parents as well. And thank you once more for bringing us safely throughout this week. Please be with the next section of our studies. Continue to bless us. Continue to be with us. Be with the speaker, I pray. And thank you, Lord. Be with us for the rest of the day. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be September the 20th, 2025. We will continue with the review of our chapter 87, To My Father and Your Father. Leaving the scripture and also a small quote from a youth study. The quote is taken from Christ's Object Lesson, page 157, paragraph 2. This is in chapter 13, entitled To Worshippers. And our scripture is taken from 2 Corinthians 5:21, King James Version, and it reads, For he has made him to be sin for us, and who knoweth no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And from our quote, he will look upon no trembling suppliant without raising him up. He who through his own atonement provided for man an infinite fund of moral powers will not fail to employ this power in our behalf. We may take our sins and sorrow to his feet, for he loves us. His every look and word invites our confidence. He will shape and mold our character according to his own will. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.